Hello, my name is... Hello?
Yes, hello.
Hi, my name is Percy, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. And we're conducting a short public opinion survey in our community, and we'd like to get to know your opinions, and your answers will remain confidential. So, are you or is anyone in your household a reporter, an appointed or elected official, or active in any political campaigns?
No.
Alright, so it'd be a no. Then, so thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the general elections for President, U.S. Senate, Michigan State Legislature, and local issues on Tuesday, November 5th? Would you say you're definitely going to vote, you're very likely to vote, you're somewhat likely to vote, you're not very likely to vote, or you're not at all likely to vote, or you're not registered to vote?
I will definitely vote.
Alright, what is your speech?
I'm sorry?
What is your age?
Age? Mm-hmm.
69. 69, all right. So generally speaking, would you say things in Grand Traverse County are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off on the wrong track?
Oh, boy. I'd say generally the right direction.
All right. So when voters go to polls to vote for candidates for office, there are sometimes proposals that are also on the ballot for voters to decide. So then I'm going to ask you just a few short questions about the proposals that may appear on your ballot this November. So if you could please indicate how well you would vote on it. So this proposal is called Proposal for Non-Motorized Trails and Millage, and the ballot reads, shall the County of Grand Traverse impose a new property tax of 0.65 mil for a period of 10 years, provide funding for the acquisition, planning, maintenance, construction, and enhancement of non-motorized trails within the county. This millage will raise an estimated $4.3 million in the first year. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or vote no against this proposal?
I don't know. I'd probably vote yes.
All right. So would you definitely vote yes or probably vote yes?
Probably vote yes.
All right. So since ballot language can sometimes be a little difficult to understand, I'm now going to ask you again about this proposal, but in a simpler way. And this proposal would dedicate public funds to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County for public use. It would be paid by a slight property tax increase. So knowing this, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal?
Oh, boy. My taxes are so high right now. I would probably say no.
All right.
I think they should reallocate their money somehow instead of costing me more. Go ahead.
All right. Well, thank you so much for your answers, by the way, this far. So now, if you knew this proposal would cost the average homeowner about $90 per year for the next 10 years, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal?
$90 a year, I guess I would vote yes. And that's to have the trails built, you mean? Yeah.
All right, so that'd be like a definitely yes or a probably yes?
Probably yes.
Probably yes, all right. So as mentioned, this proposal would raise about $4.3 million per year over 10 years to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails on Grand Traverse County. It would cost the average homeowner about $9 per year. So keeping this in mind, which of the following comes closest to your opinion? The first option is, I prefer this proposal raise less money to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails, about $3.3 million per year, which would cost the average homeowner about $7 per year. Would you say you prefer this proposal raise more money to maintain existing trails and plan to construct new trails, about $5 million per year, which would cost the average homeowner about $105 per year? Or would you say that you're fine with the current proposal, which would raise about $4.3 million per year, and the cost for the average homeowner would be at about $90 per year? Or lastly, would you say that you just strictly oppose this proposal, regardless of how much money would be raised to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails?
Well, you're asking long questions. The second to the last, what was it, $9 a year or something?
The second to last means that you're completely fine with the current proposal. You think $9 per year is all right, it's good.
Yeah.
All right,
okay.
Perfect. Thank you. So from the following list, which issues should your local elected officials in Grand Traverse County focus on most to help you and your family? Reducing traffic and congestion, improving public education in local schools, holding the line on property taxes and reducing government spending, controlling growth and development, dealing with inflation and the cost of things like groceries and gas, making housing more affordable, fighting crime and drug and improving public safety, protecting water quality and water supply, improving local roads and infrastructure, or protecting natural areas and wildlife habitats?
Quite a variety. Probably the roads and infrastructure.
Roads and infrastructure, all right. So I'm now going to give you a very short list of organizations in Grand Traverse County that you may be familiar with. And if you could please indicate if you have a very favorable opinion towards them, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable, or if you have no opinion or have never heard of them. So the first one is your city or township government.
I don't have a positive or negative.
All right, no worries. What about Grand Traverse County government?
Again, either plus or minus.
All right. In Traverse Area Recreation and Transportation Trails, also known as TART Trails.
I would like the TART Trails, I'm positive on that.
All right, so that'd be like you have a very favorable opinion of them or a somewhat favorable?
Yeah, favorable.
Very favorable?
Yes.
All right. So do you think Grand Traverse County is growing and developing too fast, too slowly, or about right?
About right.
If approved by voters, this proposal would authorize the Grand Traverse County Board of Commissioners to spend these taxpayer funds on projects to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails. So knowing this, would you say you trust or do not trust Grand Traverse County Board of Commissioners to spend these dollars wisely?
I don't know. I would try to trust them. Yeah.
All right. So would that be like maybe probably trust or probably do not trust?
Probably trust.
So there are a number of ways that the money could be spent for this project to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. So if you could please indicate if you strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove of each of the following ways to spend this money. So the first one is to promote recreational opportunities.
Somewhat approve.
To promote health and wellness.
Somewhat approve.
To provide trails for walking, hiking, jogging, and bicycling.
Okay. I approve the more than just approve.
All right. So strongly approve then?
Yeah, strongly. Yeah.
All right. To maintain existing trails?
Well, I strongly approve. That should be maintained.
All right. To increase non-motorized transportation options?
Non-motorized. I would approve of that.
Somewhat approve or strongly approve?
Somewhat approve.
To increase accessibility to natural areas and open space.
Somewhat approve.
To protect open space from residential and commercial development.
I'm not either plus or minus on that.
All right, no worries. To plan and construct new trails.
Yeah, I somewhat approve.
To promote local economic development.
Local economic development. I somewhat approve.
And to improve connectivity for residents between schools, workplaces, shops, and parks.
I approve.
Somewhat approve or strongly approve?
Somewhat.
Somewhat? All right. So now, if forced to choose, which one of the following is more important to you? Constructing additional trails to improve connectivity for residents between schools, workplaces, shops, and parks in Grand Traverse County, or ensuring the current trail network in Grand Traverse County is well maintained?
Probably assuring that they're well maintained.
All right. So now I'm going to give you a few statements about this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. And if you could please indicate if each one would make you want to support this proposal, much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or if it would make absolutely no difference. So the first one is, there will be a full public disclosure of all project spending.
Somewhat, no, like, it should be done. There should be full public disclosure.
All right. So would you say that would make you, like, much more likely or somewhat more likely?
Somewhat more likely.
A citizens oversight committee will be established with residents from every municipality that guides the county commission in their decision making and ensures the funds are administered for their intended purposes.
I strongly support that.
So much more likely then?
Yes, yes.
All right. The funds for this proposal will be matched with federal, state, and private funds.
I think that should happen, yes, but more likely.
And there will be an annual review of how the funds are spent, which will be reported to the public.
Yes, I think that should absolutely be done.
All right. So now I'm going to give you a few short statements in favor of this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan and construct.
How much longer is the survey going to last? I'm sitting on the beach right now with my family.
Well, it would have really take, like, I think about 5 more minutes because we are about 50% done with the survey. So I just want to thank you so much for your time. But we can totally call another time if you would like. There's no worries.
Okay. Yeah, why don't you do that?
All right, perfect. Thank you so much for your time, then. Have a good rest of your day.
Thank you. All right, bye.